Preseason prognosticators peg the Eagles at 10-6 for the season. The midpoint 4-4 record misses the mark. Let's see where the Birds can go from here with Philadelphia Daily News sports columnist Marcus Hayes. Marcus, welcome back to Newsworks tonight.
Dave, thank you for having me.
And let's look at the bright side to start. It looks like the schedule is favorable in the second half.
Yes, there's only really two games that they should lose. They could wind up with 10 wins and cruise right into the playoffs for the home game.
And with that, they'd be 10-6, I believe, for a third consecutive season.
That's right. And Chip Kelly, who is the absolute supreme commander, would be able to say, see, I told you so. We didn't get any worse. Maybe we were a little bit better. You know, they'll have a hard time beating New England in New England and Arizona in Philadelphia. But the rest of those games are very winnable, especially, I believe, the next three.
Though by many measures, when they bid adieu to Nick Foles, LeSean McCoy, and Jeremy Maclin, more or less gutting the team, wasn't the intent to make a better product than merely 10-6?
A better product for the long term. Certainly, they believe that Sam Bradford, who was a number one overall pick when he was drafted, is a better quarterback, more talented quarterback than Nick Foles, and that's probably right. He's probably having a much better season this year. And long term, if he stays healthy, he could be the answer. DeMarco Murray, who was the coincidental replacement for LeSean McCoy, it's not that they expected him to come to them, but he's been very good the last couple of games, and he's healthier now than he was at the beginning of the season when he had a hamstring problem. They have not replaced Jeremy Maclin, though, and I don't know that they will anytime soon. It's kind of been receiver by committee. They led the league in drops going into the big win at Dallas, where the receivers did play extremely well, and you know, it's an interesting team. It's a team kind of without a real identity past its defensive line, which it's really been a revelation. The defensive line and the two outside linebackers have been the foundation of the four wins.
Back to quarterback Sam Bradford. What to make of his learning curve? He sure looked great the second half last week.
Well, you know, it's remarkable. He hadn't really played in about 22 months. When he took his first snap in September for the Philadelphia Eagles, and he looked like it. He hadn't been on his twice-repaired knee, and he looked like it. He hasn't played a lot of NFL football, period, because of his injuries. He missed about half a season, I believe his second year in St. Louis, with a bad ankle sprain. So he doesn't have a lot of snaps as a starting NFL passer. So just to have him function in this offense at this point is remarkable, and to have him play as well as he played in Dallas on Sunday night is almost miraculous.
Can we then give DeMarco Murray a similar pass, or learning a new system from what he was used to doing with Tony Romo last year in Dallas?
Certainly, you're learning a new system with a far inferior line. Dallas's offensive line is probably the best in the business, if not the best in the business for 2 years now. And apparently DeMarco Murray has been fighting a hamstring injury since the first or second day of training camp, an injury that seems to be getting better as he progresses through the season. Offensive coordinator Pat Shurmur last week, who sort of let the cat out of the bag, you know, he's healthy kind of for the first time all year, and that's why we think he's going to be better. And he was. He had his best game in Dallas, so he was spectacular last year. I think he's just been hurt this year.
Run down the injury report. Who's out and who might still come back to help during the last push of the season?
Well, the big hit on the face of it is rookie linebacker Jordan Hicks, who might have saved their season by being such an effective player in the absence of linebackers Kiko Alonso, D'Amico Ryans, and Michael Kendricks. He's gone for the year with a torn pectoral muscle, but Ryans, Kendricks, and Alonso look like they all could play this coming week against the Miami Dolphins, which gives you probably the kind of a boost. So if those guys are back for the second half, it could be huge.
Certainly works out well that the Eagles play in the mediocre NFC East Division. Wouldn't it be fun if that final game at the New York Giants is for all the marbles?
I think you might be overrating it as mediocre. I'm not sure it approaches mediocrity yet. But, yeah, that Giants game should have some significant ramifications because the Giants should be right around 500 at that point as well. And, you know, you never know what's going to happen in the middle. Some of the greatest memories for the Eagles in the last 15 years have happened in the middle. So it might be good karma for the Eagles to be going there with everything on the line.
Marcus, thanks for offering insight.
My pleasure, Dave. Thank you for having me.
Philadelphia Daily News sports columnist Marcus Hayes on Newsworks Tonight.